Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we take a look at the NFC Championship game matchup. First on the docket Sunday, the 49ers heading to the city of brotherly love, play the Eagles, who've been the best looking team in the league all year long, most of the year anyway. Trip to the Super Bowl on the line in this one. The Eagles are 2.5 point favorite, 2.5 to 3, depending on where you're going to get it. Eagles are in search of their first Super Bowl appearance since claiming the Super Bowl in 2018 when they upset the New England Patriots. San Francisco is itching to get back in the big game for the first time since suffering that heartbreaking loss in Super Bowl to the Ravens. The Eagles got back their dominant ways in the divisional round, didn't they? Boy, what an impressive performance, easily beating the Giants 38-7. I know that the Giants were playing a little over their skis most of the year. I mean, they coached them up very well, but they were exposed against a really good team in Philadelphia. Philly dominated on both sides of the ball. They held the Giants 222 total yards on offense, 4.4 yards per play, while racking up 416 total yards and 6.0 yards per play on their own. They scored a touchdown on 4 of their first 5 offensive possessions, got control of the game early, efficiently dominated that game. San Francisco reached the championship game for the second consecutive year after narrowly defeating the Cowboys. The defense did a nice job. Offensively, they struggled against this Cowboy defense. Prescott was held in check, but Brock Purdy was kind of held in check. One of the things I'm looking at in this game is that you're dealing with a Niner team that is can match up with the Eagles defensively. This is going to be quite the challenge for the Eagles offense, but I do think the Eagles are the more complete team. I'm concerned about how the Niners struggled to some degree against Dallas. I thought they were quite a bit better than Dallas, and they didn't play, you know, that way. It was closer than I thought it would be. I do think that if the Eagles play their best game, they're going to win and maybe even win decisively. I think a couple of things we need to watch out for in this game. Jalen Hurts is a passer. While the 49ers defense is one of the most efficient units in both the run and the pass, it's more vulnerable through the air. And I think that the run threat and the key to watch here is, do the Niners need to put an extra guy in the box to defend the run and to defend the quarterback run? If they do, then this is going to make them weaker against the pass. And I think in the RPO game, I think the Eagles could hurt them. If they can defend the run with their base set and not have to put an extra guy in the box, then it helps them greatly to be able to get their safeties help on the corners and coverage. So I think that's going to be pivotal in this game. So let's watch that. That's the first thing to look for. Hurts has had success against the Niners defense in last year's meeting. Very aggressive as a downfield passer, mainly because they were playing the run in that game. In breaking down the tape, I went back and looked at it. Hurts ended the game with a really good grade. I think the other thing we need to look at in this game, how effective can Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell be? The 49ers offense, they need to try to stress this Eagles defense on the ground rather than through the air. Philadelphia has the lowest dropback grade compared to the lowest run grade. You can run the football on them if you're patient. Can you do that? While both players are currently day-to-day, with McCaffrey with the calf and Mitchell with the groin, success on early downs is going to be pivotal when the Niners have the ball. You've got to give Brock Purdy manageable down and distance. This is the one thing that they've been able to do. Stay on schedule offensively. If they get behind the chains, they're in trouble. The Eagles are going to hurt them. This is why I'm a little concerned for the Niners, in that I thought that the Cowboys, who have not as good a complete defense as the Eagles, graded very well and did a good job. So we'll see how well that factors in. Another thing to look at is, which defensive line generates more quarterback pressures in this game? As is the case in most one-score games, which team can give their quarterback more of a clean pocket? You know, I think that Hurts is a better playmaker. I think Purdy is would get in trouble if he tries to force the issue a little too much, whereas I think Hurts can and get away with it. We'll see which offensive line can hold up better in pass protection. Neither quarterback's going to have a lot of success under duress. That's a given. Both defenses blitz at a similar rate. The Philly defense has compiled the second highest pressure rate this season. The Niners have generated quarterback pressures on 23% of their dropbacks, which is like 11th or 12th in the league. Will the Eagles' pass rush continue to be better of the two units on Sunday? If they do, that's going to be another key factor. If you take a look at this game, I don't think it's going to take a ton of points, but I think we're looking at the mid-20s, maybe upper 20s. I think these offenses are going to be smart about where they attack the defenses, because I think that's the strength of both of these teams. But I think the Eagles have a little bit more explosiveness offensively with the quarterback run, if they're willing to do it with Hurts, and I think they are. With the passing game, I think they've got a little bit more explosive playmaking ability downfield. Now, I do think that the Niners have a lot of explosive playmaking qualities after the catch. And so that's why I think the pressure, tackling, and space are going to be pivotal here in determining the outcome of the game. Look, it's real simple to say, well, who has the better quarterback? Well, that would be Philly and Hurts, and with Hurts. That would be the difference if it comes down to that. Can the Niners make sure that it doesn't come down to that and maybe take more chances defensively, maybe create more opportunities for Purdy to be ahead of schedule and make big plays on early downs? It's going to be the key. All things are going to be pivotal in this game. I think San Francisco is likely to have to, if they're going to win this game, going to have to manufacture long multi-play drives and just grind it out that way. I think that the Eagles have a little bit more ability to make explosive plays both in the run game and the pass game. That might be the difference. But I do see it kind of as a 27-24-ish type of game, maybe even 24-21, 23-20 type of game. We've got some further thoughts on this game over at LandryFootball.com, so make sure that you check it out today to get our complete breakdowns, more specifics of the individual matchups that can lead to the outcome of this game. Now for the route to victory on this matchup, let's head on over to our Vegas Insiders.
I'm Hunter Logan with the Scout and the Route betting preview between the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. The lines opened up and they have remained, with Philly being a 2.5-point favorite and the over-under is at 46.5. The Eagles come into this game, including the playoffs, 15-3, 9-9 against the spread, 10 overs, 8 unders, 8-2 at home at the Link this season. And the Eagles, they are coming off a dismantling of the New York Giants. They were looked at as like a, can the Eagles do this? Are they healthy? Is Jalen Hurts healthy? The Giants almost beat them with their third-string quarterback. What the heck is going to happen? And the Eagles silenced all the critics. Their offensive line dominated. Their amazing defensive line dominated. It was all out a beatdown of the New York Giants, and it really settled a lot of people, especially if you're an Eagles fan watching this team, because the offensive line had some injuries, like the torn abdomen for Lane Johnson. He looked fine. Really no concerns there. You can see he was kind of like laboring a little bit on the sidelines, but when he had the play, he looked amazing. Obviously, they're going up at a step in competition this week. The Niners, they're 15-4, including the playoffs, 13-6 against the spread with 10 overs, 9 unders. They're 4-3 on the road, and the Niners, they're 7-0 with Brock Purdy as a starter. 5 of those 7 games have actually hit the over. So good for them. They're hitting the overs a lot if you're trying to bet on some money, especially with that defense. It's kind of impressive that they're just putting up so many points that having one of the best defenses in the league doesn't even matter when it comes to the over-under. Now, when you look at this game, the Niners, they're 4-0 against the spread against a team above 500. And that's really because Brock Purdy has come in, they don't turn the ball over, and they just let that defensive line do its thing. And also handing the ball off to Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel, they have so many weapons. Something, too, to look at in this game is that the Niners, they're 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 games following a win. And I was looking at the weather for this game, seeing if it's going to be a huge factor. It's going to be 49 degrees around kickoff in Philadelphia. Maybe it gets a little colder, but by the time they're playing, I'm not sure in the third quarter they're going to be like, wow, it got cold. I don't think we're going to be able to win this game. That's really something to really catch a team off guard in the beginning of the game. So I really actually like the Niners in this game to win and go on the road and win this game. They're plus money on the money line because obviously the Eagles are favored in this game. So I like the Niners to go in there. I just think that the step up in competition, not that it's going to be a smackdown spot for the Niners, but that defensive line is so good. I want to see how this offensive line for the Eagles pretty much handles all the pressure. And I don't think they're going to be able to do it for all four quarters. So I like the Niners in this game. And I like the under because I think the defense for the 49ers is going to keep the Eagle offense at bay for the most part. And I don't know how many points the Niners are going to have to score. For more NFL and NBA betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with the Scout and the Route betting preview between the 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles.